Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A big conference about the shrinking Colorado River began this week in Las Vegas. The river is the primary source of drinking water and irrigation for millions of people in the region. Discussions among scientists, state and tribal officials focused on the West's historic drought. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie files this report from day one of the conference.
State officials from Utah to New Mexico to Wyoming all agreed. The Colorado River is in dire straits. Opening remarks of the conference focused on severe drought that's helping bring the nation's biggest reservoirs to their lowest levels on record. There are also some calls for more collaboration between Western states as well as tribes along the Colorado. But indigenous communities have also been historically excluded from talks about the river. Councilman Christopher Tubby with the Ute Indian Tribe says that's still the case in Utah.
Anything that has anything to do with the water, we've been totally blocked out. We've been never been consulted on anything, any decisions.
The Utes have treaty rights to a significant amount of Colorado River water, but Tubby says the state is ignoring those rights and using some of that water. A Utah water official pointed out that the state has created a new agency devoted to the Colorado River crisis. It doesn't include any tribal members on its board, but he said they would be invited to join advisory councils. For National Native News, I'm Nate Hedgie.
This week, the Canadian government said it would set aside billions of dollars to compensate Indigenous people who faced abuse as children in the country's residential schools. The United States has not announced any similar financial plans. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
The money is equal to about $31 billion and is intended to reform Canada's child welfare system. And it came about after several weeks of negotiations between the Canadian government, the Assembly of First Nations, and others. At a press conference on Monday, Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Mark Miller said the price is high because the government failed to take action despite knowing about the problems for decades.
This is 30 years of the cost of failure, and that cost is high.
The compensation plan still needs formal agreements and judicial approval. It follows two class action lawsuits by the Assembly of First Nations filed in March 2019 and January 2020. They were intended to secure compensation for harms inflicted on Indigenous people.
And that was Maggie Mullen. After missing a year because of COVID-19, the annual Lakota Nation Invitational Basketball Tournament is back in Rapid City. Richard Tubles reports.
Last year's cancellation prompted organizers to worry about the future of L&I. They used the downtime to plan, focus, and expand this year's tournament. L&I founder and tournament director Brian Brewer says they worked with the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board on COVID-19 protocols.
They're going to be there. They come up with a COVID plan also, but they will also be at the arena. If anyone wants to be tested, or if they want to get a vaccine or anything like that. So they are cooperating with us, and we're working together, and we're really hoping that it will be a safe event as possible.
For the first time, the entire tournament will be live streamed for a fee. This includes the basketball tournament, poetry slam, hand game tournament, and knowledge bowl. New events include a girls wrestling tournament and esports competitions. Organizers say the event has a $6 million annual economic impact. In Rapid City, I'm Richard Tubles.
And for National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association, dedicated to the well-being of Native children and families. News and information on NICWA, as well as how you can show your support at nicwa.org.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.